Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Green Acres, we are there. Where we put it, Ralph?
How about right here?
Yeah, I guess everybody could see it there.
Monroe brothers are hammering. Will you stop that hammering? Cut it out!
You hear something?
Like what?
Like Mr. Douglas.
Nah, he's asleep. What do you suppose he's doing that?
Termites.
You better go take a look.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Darling, if you are going outside to yell at them, you better put on your robe.
Now, look.
Howdy-doody
in our closet.
Sorry.
What's going on out there?
Oh, Al's putting up a sign.
What kind of a sign?
A sign saying that him and me are remodeling your bedroom.
Well, I don't want a sign on the house. Look, tell him to take it down.
Yes, sir. Oh, is Hanky coming over today?
Hanky?
Hank Kimball, the county agent.
Oh, yes, he's coming over to discuss irrigating my corn.
Why do you want to irritate your corn?
Irrigate, it's a... To put water on it.
Won't that irritate it?
No, it doesn't.
What time is he coming over?
I don't know. Sometime this morning.
Can I borrow your lipstick?
No!
I'm talking to Mrs. Douglas.
Yes. What color would you like?
Well, what do you think would look good on me?
I think for your complexion, maybe a tangerine red or a very soft pink.
How about an unemployment blue? Now, you get out there and tell your brother to take that sign down.
Yes, sir.
How did I ever let myself get involved letting these two rebuild this room?
Sorehead wants the sign down.
What for?
I don't know.
I ain't taking it down.
He's talking about unemployment.
I'm taking it down. Sign's down.
You made a hole in the wall.
Want me to put the sign back up?
No, repair the hole. And while we're about it, there's several other things I want done.
Like what?
Like finishing the bedroom.
What's wrong with it?
I've told you a dozen times.
Oh, we don't take notes.
We'll make some.
I'll get a hunk of paper.
You don't happen to know what time Mr. Kimball's coming over today, do you?
No, I don't.
I guess you're your lipstick.
I got the paper. Shoot.
Don't tempt me. Now, first of all...
Here's your lipstick.
Oh. Oh, it's a pretty shade.
Do you mind? First of all, the closet door.
What about it?
Well, don't you see the way it falls when you open it?
Oh, you want it to fall the other way.
No.
I don't want it to fall at all.
One closet door not to fall in either direction.
Check.
And I want the fireplace finished.
One fireplace finished.
How do you spell fireplace?
I don't care how you spell it.
I just don't want to make any mistakes and throw you into another rage.
I'm not in a rage!
And another.
I want a wall on the back of the closet.
A wall on the back of the closet?
I guess it's a fetish with him.
It gets pretty hot around here in the summer. With the wall out, you get a good cross ventilation.
If it gets hot, I'll put in an air conditioner.
One air conditioner?
Check.
No, I don't want you to put it in.
Oh, scratch the air conditioner.
Scratching one air conditioner? How do you spell scratch?
Yes. I don't know how you... Look, just get all these things done, right? Right.
I wonder if Hanky is that cranky in the morning.
Are you sweet on Mr. Kimball?
Listen to that, will you? She sounds like a rusty saw going through a knot hole.
Help!
You hit me and I'll tell Mom and you'll get it.
Now, don't be mean to your sister, even though she is your brother.
You'd think she could find somebody better than that Kimball. I wouldn't want a guy like that for a brother-in-law.
What's wrong with him?
You ever listen to the way he talks?
Good morning. Well, it's not a good morning. Well, it's not a bad morning either. This would drive me nuts.
Come on, darling. Now, don't pay any attention to him. I was the only one in our family who liked Mr. Douglas.
Well, Hanky's no Mr. Douglas.
How serious are you about Mr. Kimball?
I'm gonna marry him. Of course, he don't know it yet.
But that's the best way. Mr. Douglas didn't know that I was going to marry him till we went to the license bureau. He thought I was going to get a driver's license. But then I explained it to him that a driver's license cost $5 and a marriage license cost $2. So if he marries me, he'll save $3. And then, of course, I could drive his car.
That was very smart.
You can always appeal to a man through his pocketbook.
Howdy-doody, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, good morning.
Well, it's not a good morning.
Well, it's not a bad morning, either. It's more of a, Where do you get the fat lip?
Run into a door or something? You see Mr. Douglas around?
No, he's in the house.
Oh, thank you.
Morning.
Ah, Mr. Douglas. I brought over some pamphlets on irritating your corn. That's a little joke the chief made up. Well, he didn't make it up. His wife probably.
No, he could have made it up. I mean, he says some funny things sometimes.
Ah, well, I'm sure he does. Come on in, have a cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Oh, I beg you. Did you want something?
No.
Say, you better put a little bandage on that.
You sure wasted a lot of lipstick. He didn't even notice you.
Well, don't worry, he will.
Now, as the bulletin clearly states, well, it doesn't clearly state, it kind of hints that there are three methods for irrigating corn. The first is...
Mr. Kimball, would you like to have some more what's it?
Oh, no, thank you. This is fine. Well, it isn't fine. Certainly got a nice body to it.
What is that?
Well, we're in out of coffee, but I found a can on the shelf.
Of what?
Well, I don't know. It didn't have a label on it.
Well, Mr. Kimball, what about the three methods?
Of what?
Of irrigating.
Well, first there's the furrow method. That's where they dig furrows between the corn and they fill it with water. Uh-huh. And then the corn... Well, the corn knows what to do with the water.
Mr. Kimball, you're not married, are you?
Married? No, I don't believe I... No, I guess I'm not. Now, the second method...
Do you have a steady girlfriend?
No, I don't. Now, the second method is known as the sprinkler system. You lay this pipe and you have these sprinklers. And these sprinklers go...
How come that a man who can imitate a sprinkler as well as you can isn't married? Mr. Kimball, there are lots of lovely girls who would make you a wonderful wife.
Howdy doody.
What are you bringing that plank through here for?
Well, she came to show it to Mr. Kimball.
Oh, well, that's very nice, Ralph.
Would you like to have a cup of coffee, Ralph?
I'd love some. Would you hold this?
It's here, but take it outside. What belongs?
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Kimball.
What was all that about?
What was all what about? Isn't she a lovely girl, Mr. Kimball?
Lisa, could we get back to talking about irrigation?
All right.
Now, the third method is one that was used by farmers for generations. It's known as rain.
Rain? Yes. That's that stuff that comes out of those dark black
clouds. I know about it.
Oh, look who is here carrying a ladder. Ralph, the unmarried lady carpenter.
Mr. Kimball, is there anything you'd like to climb?
Well, no, I...
Well, why don't you? It's good exercise.
Ralph, would you take the ladder out of here, please?
Yes, sir. For you.
Thank you.
Some man is going to be very lucky marrying a lady carpenter who can fix things around the house.
Lisa, will you stop trying to promote a romance?
A romance?
I mean, between, and me? Well, I think I better be moseying along. Well, not moseying. I better be running.
Oh, you stay, Mr. Kimball. I want to talk to you face to face.
Lisa?
What do you think of Ralph?
Oh, I think he's a very nice... Or she's very...
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No.
Do you have a new suit for the wedding?
Wedding?
Lisa, if he wants to marry her, he'll ask her himself.
He will? I tell her.
Wait.
She's a very nice girl.
Girl? It's kind of hard to think of Rob as a... No, it's not hard. It's impossible.
Well, have you ever seen her with her overalls off?
Yes.
I mean, with her dress on instead.
Oh, well, I would imagine she'd look, No, I don't think she would. How would I introduce her to my friends? I mean, how can I explain her to people that I'm going with a girl named Ralph?
That's the only thing that stands in the way of romance. I'll fix it. So, it will be a wonderful idea if we change your name.
Change my name?
Yes.
What's wrong with Monroe?
No, the other name.
Oh. Oh, he doesn't like Ralph?
No.
Well, it has been kind of a handicap. Every time I have a blind date, a girl shows up.
Then you will change your name.
Well, sure, but how do I do it?
No, I'll take care of it.
Change her name?
Yes, darling, but you learned how to do that in Harvard's law school.
Among other things.
Well, then you'll do it.
What do you want to change your name to?
How about Imogen?
No. How about Henrietta?
No.
How about Irving?
Oh, no, I got an aunt named Irving. Oh, I know. My all-time favorite, Sophia Loren.
That's lovely, Sophia.
Sophia Monroe.
The petitioner wishes to change his name from Ralph to Sophia.
That's right, Your Honor. The petition clearly suggests that the petitioner...
Is Ralph Monroe in court?
Yes, Your Honor.
Please, madam, let him answer for himself.
Your Honor, let me explain. She is answering for herself. You see, she is Ralph Monroe.
Oh, I see.
Well, you see, Your Honor, Ralph wants to change her name because she's in love with this fellow, and he doesn't want to marry her because he says when two people get married, one of them should be a girl.
May I point out, the circumstances are clearly outlined in the petition.
Yes, it's very well written.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Douglas, I don't believe I've ever seen you in my court before.
No, sir, I've only practiced in New York.
Oh, New York.
Sir?
Counselor, if you had taken the trouble to find out, our state does not have a reciprocal agreement with New York State. Therefore, your credentials are not acceptable. You are not authorized to practice law in this state.
Well, but, Your Honor...
The petition is denied.
Does that mean I can't get my name changed?
If you get an accredited lawyer to file for you...
Well, I don't want an accredited lawyer. I want Mr. Douglas!
Oh, now you see what you've done. You made her cry.
Order. Madam, may I remind you you're in a court of law? I could fine you for contempt.
Your Honor, my wife didn't
darling,
do that.
Oh, darling, don't hit him.
Hit me?
Like he hit the other judge when he was yelling at me.
You hit a judge?
I didn't hit him. No, I was reaching across. He leaned forward.
Well, his nose was bleeding.
Mr. Douglas, if you would like to practice law in this state, you'll have to take our bar examination.
Your Honor, I took the exam in New York.
Then you shouldn't have too much trouble passing ours.
When do I get my name changed?
As soon as I pass the bar exam.
If you pass. Court dismissed.
Hit a judge, eh?
You were an attorney in New York?
That's right.
Care to tell me why you were disbarred?
I was not disbarred.
Well, you try hitting a judge in this state.
I did not hit a judge. Look, all I want to do is to take the bar exam.
What college you graduate from?
Harvard.
Oh? Well, I've got a directory here somewhere of all the accredited colleges.
You don't have to look up Harvard.
How do I know there is such a school?
Well, take my word for it.
Oh, here it is. Harvard School of Chiropody. Sorry, that won't qualify you for...
There's another one there.
There is? Oh, yeah. Harvard School of Hypnotism. You think you're going to hypnotize me?
Yeah. Harvard University.
Oh. New school?
No, it's one of the oldest in the country. It's graduated Supreme Court justices, senators, presidents.
Harvard, huh? Well, I guess we can accept them.
Thank you. Now, when could I take this exam?
Well, I reckon we can arrange for you to take it in September.
September?
Well, I don't think you'll be ready to take the ones coming up next week.
Oh, I think I could.
All right. Next week at the state capitol. Meantime, fill out this application, get a transcript of your school credits, and a letter of reference from your old law firm.
All right, thank you.
And one more thing. Wear a short sleeve shirt for the exam.
What?
That way there'll be no question about writing on the cuffs.
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, not now, Mr. Haney. I'm in a hurry.
I heard you was trying to get undisbarred.
Undisbarred?
You never should have hit the governor.
It was a judge, and it was an accident.
How bad was his arm broke?
It was his nose, and it just bled a little. Now, I've got to send a telegram.
Need some help with your application? Need some pencil?
No.
Pen?
No.
Short sleeve shirt?
Mr. Haney, I don't want to buy anything you have to sell.
Sure hope he passes, or I'll be stuck with this $4 sign.
Telegram, huh?
Yes.
Well, let me see if I can find a blank. Where's this going?
New York City, my old law firm.
Oh. How do they feel about you being disbarred?
Mr. Drucker, I was not disbarred.
Here we are.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Oh, Mr. Carson. Now, the telegram...
You got any pipe tobacco, Sam?
Yeah.
Fill this pipe.
Joe, I can't open a package for one pipe full. You got to buy the whole thing.
How much is it?
15 cents.
You a pipe smoker, Mr. Douglas?
No, I don't smoke.
You'd like to learn?
Look, Mr. Carson, I'm trying to send a telegram here.
Anybody I know?
I don't think so.
Now, who's the telegram going to?
Yeah, the telegram is going to Felton, O'Connell, Clay, Blakely, Harmon, Dillon, and Pastor, 425 South Madison Avenue.
All them fellas live together? Must be a pretty big boarding
house. Joe.
Sorry.
Now, the message is, kindly send resume of my legal experience with firm. Also would appreciate transcript of my scholastic credits at Harvard. Need them for state bar exam.
Did you go to Harvard?
Yes.
Like to take a look at my corns?
What?
Don't tell me you forgot all that chiropody you studied.
Carson, I studied at the Harvard School of Law. Now, Mr. Drucker, will you get that right off?
I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
And good luck with your bar exams.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you pass, I got a case you can handle. Suing the government.
What for? Non-support?
Mr. Carson, if I pass my bar exam, I'll be glad to handle your case for you.
Wonder why he was disbarred.
Can I sharpen your pencil?
No, it's all right. Thank you very much.
But is there anything I can do for you?
Thank you, no.
Are you going to stay up all night?
Lisa, I've got to be left alone. I've only got a week to bone up on this exam.
That's very nice of you to do this for Ralph.
No, I'm not doing it for Ralph.
Well, then why are you doing it?
Well, while I was in court today, it suddenly occurred to me that I miss practicing law.
You want to go back to New York?
No. But I thought it might be nice to practice law out here. You know, in New York, my practice was mainly corporational. That's big business, you know. But out here, I'd be dealing with the people. Same kind of law that Abraham Lincoln practiced. You know, country law, grassroots law. The little cases, you know. You've never seen a law book, but they get into the bulk of the whole...
Darling, are you going to make one of those long speeches? Because if you do, you won't have time to study.
Out!
Darling, good luck with your exam.
Thank you.
Oh, dear, wait a moment. I have a surprise for you. I made it myself.
What is this?
A shirt sleeve shorts for the exam. Yes, I made it out of your best shirt.
I appreciate that.
Darling, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I practically stole it from Haney for $15. I'm going to put it on the front porch.
Oh, it's going to be very nice. Was the exam hard?
Oh, there's a couple of tricky questions.
Howdy-doody.
I thought I told you to fix that. Now, never mind. Look, we can go to court anytime you're ready now.
What for?
Change your name.
Oh, I don't want to change my name.
Well, what about Mr. Kimball?
What about him?
Is he going to marry you named Ralph?
Oh, I broke off the engagement before it even got started. Found myself a new fella. He's a mechanic over at the Crabwell Corners garage. You want to meet him? He's right outside.
Yes.
Come on in, honey. May I present my fiancé, Mr. Betts. Evelyn, this is...
Evelyn
Betts.
Darling, isn't that nice? Evelyn and Ralph... They got the right names, but in different clothes.
Ooh. Lisa! I can't open the door.
I know, it's locked.
Well, open it.
I don't know whether I should or shouldn't.
Why not?
Well, your lawyer's license isn't any good in this state. How do I know that our marriage license is? Of course, if you want to take an exam.
Well, if I have to.
Thank you.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.